Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 10th. Just a personal note, it is my son Webb's 16th birthday. So all I can think about is praying that birthday blessing over him and others who have birthdays in February. So if you'll join me as we lift up our loved ones in prayer. And I'm going to take it slowly so that it can marinate in our brains as we think about those whom we love. Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Since today is Tuesday, it's also Thankful Tuesday. So we're thankful for those whom we love who celebrate birthdays this month. But I want you to be thinking about a person, place, thing, and an attribute of God that you're thankful for. And if you think of something, text me, call me, let me know what the Lord is doing or what you're finally aware of the Lord doing. Even what you see in nature today that reminds you of his goodness and his general revelation, as we learned in Romans chapter 1. Today we continue on in Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 13. Then we'll go over to the Psalms and read Psalm 31, verses 14 through 24. We're continuing for two more weeks in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, thinking through those verses as our memory passage. And at the end of the podcast, when everything else is finished, we'll work on them together. And so we pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes as we come to your word. We're reading from the Christian Standard Bible this week, Romans 7, verse 7. What should we say then? Is the law sin? Absolutely not. But I would not have known sin if it were not for the law. For example, I would not have known that it is to covet if the law had not said, "Do not covet." And sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me coveting of every kind. For apart from the law, sin is dead. Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life again, and I died. The commandment that was meant for life resulted in death for me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. So then, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and just and good. Therefore, did what is good become death to me? Absolutely not. But sin, in order to be recognized as sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that through the commandment, sin might become sinful beyond measure. In this passage, Paul is just reminding us that the law is very good, but when we have the law, we recognize what sin really is. There is a metaphor of a stop sign, and the stop sign shows us where we should stop, but it doesn't slow our car down. The stop sign is good and right, and it helps us to know what we're supposed to do according to the law. But it doesn't give us the ability to slow down. And the same thing is true of the law. I was thinking of it in regards to learning the Ten Commandments. I love to use this 10-finger method of learning the Ten Commandments, a lot of fun. But just learning the commandments doesn't help me necessarily to obey the commandments. The commandments reveal in me where I am lacking, but it's the Holy Spirit and the transformation of God's Spirit in me that helps me to obey the commandments. And that's where we're going to get to in Romans 8, this life-giving Spirit that helps us in our flesh. And now let's turn over to Psalm 31, starting in verse 14. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. The course of my life is in your power. Rescue me from the power of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me by your faithful love. Lord, do not let me be disgraced when I call on you. Let the wicked be disgraced. Let them be quiet in Sheol. Let lying lips that arrogantly speak against the righteous in proud contempt be silenced. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you. In the presence of everyone you have acted for those who take refuge in you. You hide them in the protection of your presence. You conceal them in the shelter from human schemes, from quarrelsome tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his faithful love to me in a city under siege. In my alarm, I said, I'm cut off from your sight. But you heard the sound of my pleading when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all his faithful ones. The Lord protects the loyal, but fully repays the arrogant. Be strong and let your heart be courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope that today is a wonderful day for you as you think about gratitude, as you think about what the Lord has done. Even as I was looking back through the Psalm, I saw so many attributes of the Lord that we can be thankful for. He shines on us. He's gracious and trustworthy. He's powerful. He holds all things in his hands. He is the epitome of goodness and worthy of our all. He supplies a refuge for us. He is our hiding place, and he is worthy of our hope. This past week, I heard from John Phillips, who is a member of our church, what he was thankful for, and we give thanks alongside for the whole family and that foundation which provided for us to be able to have James K.A. Smith with us a couple of weekends ago. And he talked about how Dr. Smith's sermons and lesson and lecture helped him make sense of what the Christian walk looks like from the perspective of historical practice. So incorporating practices of the calendar year as it relates to the Christian calendar. And also, he was able to have a moment of peace and clarity that he's been seeking for quite some time. And so we give thanks alongside you, John. And thank you for letting me know about that. Let us pray. Father, we do want to step back for a moment and thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for the righteousness of Christ that we find all throughout Romans, the reminders of it. We thank you for the psalm today, which reminds us that you are our refuge, you are our hiding place. You can hide us in your presence. You conceal us in the shelter of your wings from human schemes and from quarrelsome tongues. We thank you for a person today. We lift them up to you even now. As we look around, we thank you for the places in which you have placed us. Open our eyes to your wonders and the gifts that material possessions and emotions are. Thank you, Lord, today for something. And thank you, Lord, for Dr. Hull and for the foundation. Thank you for James K.A. Smith. Thank you for your marvelous love. And thank you for your word, which instructs us, encourages us, and helps us along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, as promised, here at the end, there is some work on our memory verses. So I think that Wayne is learning it in the ESV. So when he was talking about it on Sunday, I thought, oh, I don't know that version. But we're going to continue to work through the NIV if you have time to stick with me today. Remember, it's Romans 1, 16 and 17. Each of the verses start with the word for. And the first phrase has eight words, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. All right. We have a clause word after that, because why? It is the, remember I did the power, the muscle man sign, the power of God that brings salvation, have the cross, to everyone who believes. And we're going to have this little hand motion where we fan out to everyone. First to the Jews, then to the Gentile. Actually, it doesn't have an S. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Okay, we're starting verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Okay, we're going to have righteousness three times in this verse. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Then we say it again, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. All right, close your eyes with me and let's try it together. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to all who believe, or everyone who believes, sorry. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. And I hope that you will today live by faith, recognizing the amazing grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Have a great day.